This is fucked up. I didn't see this coming. This was kind of a shock to me. So just so you know, nationaljustice.com, alleged cyber criminal credited for hacking Gab and Epic has history of being an FBI asset. Admits anonymous has support of U.S. intelligence. That's something like you may have suspected, but this is like basically confirming that the hacker group Anonymous is basically just a way for the U.S. government to conduct illegal operations using third parties, similar to the way that the government often uses the mafia to take care of problems that they can't take care of legally. Like, there's a problematic person they want taken out, but they don't really have a strong case against them, or you know, that he has political protection. So they basically contract the mob to go take him out for them, and they solve the problem, and that's how they do. Well, now we live in this modern era of information warfare, and, you know, it's all based on the internet and cybersecurity. And so you have this hacker group essentially acting as an asset for the government to hack people that they want hacked, to solve problems that they can't solve directly, including Gab and Epic, these conservative right-wing sites. Because, now, this shouldn't shock you, because, like I was saying, now that the war on terror is over, these intelligence community departments, they have to justify their existence. If they don't find some terrorists to fight real fucking quick, their budget's going to get cut. And they know it. So they're desperately looking for terrorism. And they're looking for it on the right. Because if they find any terrorism on the right, they know that Biden and the Democrats will be very pleased, and they'll be rewarded with a handsome budget for 2022. If they don't find any terrorists to fight, they're going to lose their job. They're going to have to go flip burgers or suck dick or something. They don't want that. So, yeah, that's why this is all happening. That's why the squeeze is happening. It's because we lost Afghanistan. Think about all the assets that were dedicated to the Afghan campaign. And now that we lost it, all those assets are basically freed up, and they have nothing to do. And they know that if they don't find something to do, they're going to lose their budget and their job. So that's why there's glowies fucking everywhere. Everywhere. Like, I've had some in my server. They're fucking everywhere. Like, I'm sorry. Look, I understand this is what you signed up for. You didn't sign up to fucking infiltrate right-wing online communities spreading fucking memes and shit. Like, you thought you were, like, gonna defend the country against terrorism. I joined the military after 9/11. I get it. But, you know, at some point, there was a moment in time where you went from doing the right thing and, like, thought you were the good guy to just doing what you were told for a paycheck, and that's when you stopped being the good guy. Well, before we move on, I guess just something to think about. Like, Anonymous and a lot of these hacker groups, they're literally controlled, or at least have... They're given the direction and support of the U.S. government. So they're just using these groups to basically hack their political opponents. So it's like, imagine... So obviously if NSA or the CIA was doing something against Gab or Epic to harass conservatives, that would be pretty bad. But because they're using Anonymous to do it, oh, that's fine. Hands are clean. And now that's out there, something to think about. All right, so this next article, let's switch...